We're about an hour and 15 minutes into this now, which means it's a perfect time to begin Therapy Session Thursday here on the Rookie Sports Report podcast. Of course, we appreciate those who are listening, however you are listening, on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you are tuning us into. You know, usually you go first with this, Logan, but I got to go first here and get this out of the way because, you know, I saw this headline, and like I said at the onset, this could have been one of your, like, funky headline Friday kind of deals because it's just so outrageous and so obscure or so asinine to where it's unbelievable. I could not believe... I first heard about it from my mother listening to a radio show here, and then I looked it up just to make sure it was true, and it was. So here it is. Unvaccinated Rutgers student says he's being blocked from virtual classes due to lack of COVID-19 vaccine.
Huh? From online classes?
From online classes. A Rutgers University student says he's being blocked from starting his virtual classes due to his unvaccinated status, despite all of his classes occurring online. This man is being denied a college education, types of college classes, because he does not have a COVID-19 vaccine for virtual, online, not in-person classes. What world are we living in, dude? Like, what? Excuse me. I can't believe what I am seeing. A virtual class. You're not, like, to put into respect for those who don't know, virtual, it means you're not in person. You're not in a studio or in a classroom with others. You are at your own site, away from God and everybody, learning from a class, learning a class. Kind of like how Zoom was used or, you know, stuff like that from last year. A site or a place where COVID can't be spread unless somehow, you know, a person's, you know, I don't know, breath gets on the camera. Then apparently that camera is, you know, transparent. It goes to the other viewers or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Some kind of like sci-fi kind of BS.
Inception sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's not possible. Yet Rutgers is denying the student virtual learning because he is not vaccinated. In what world does that make sense? You cannot tell me that makes any kind of sense. I understand if he were unvaccinated and were going to in-person classes. I'd understand that. Because I know at schools, you know, beforehand, we had to get our types of shots before we could go to classes. It was a school requirement. But with it being virtual, and you're being denied class because you don't have a vaccine? Ugh. This is angering me to no extent because, like, I just wonder, like, what's going on? First off, I want to know what this Logan Holler is thinking because it's his decision to not get vaccinated. It's his decision, you know, agree to disagree with it. It's his own decision. We can't make him. And he chose virtual classes because he isn't vaccinated. So he chose virtual classes. So why are you punishing him for him protecting himself from others by not allowing him to learn with others virtually?
It's a tough dynamic.
It's so
it really
unbelievable,
is.
Dude.
The thing is, Rutgers University has a mandate in place requiring all of their students to get vaccinated. It has happened in colleges throughout the country. Notre Dame is one of them I know for sure has done the same thing. I believe Indiana has done it as well. So, yes, I agree with you to an extent. Like, that's not okay for him to just not be allowed to take even online classes because he's not vaccinated. But if that's the plan, if that's the mandate that is in place by the University of Rutgers, it undermines the ruling itself if you're allowing people to not be subjugated to
it. Then change the ruling. Like, I don't understand the ruling of you having to be vaccinated for virtual classes or being in classes in general.
Every student at Rutgers University is required to be vaccinated. Same thing happened at Notre Dame, Indiana, colleges throughout the country, and there have been no other issues. At a certain point, you have to follow the rules.
Yeah, but at a certain point, you got to use your head. And
your
think,
school
like,
has rules in place. Follow the rules. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, but at some point, you have to question those rules, don't you think?
Yeah, you would imagine. Because you weren't allowed to wear hats in high school, were you?
Yeah.
But you didn't wear a hat.
I still wore it. I got in trouble a little bit, though, but still. Like, I don't understand. Like, I understand rules are rules and you need to follow them, but at what point do you have to start questioning the sense behind these rules?
It's the rule requires all students to be vaccinated. If you are accepted in as a student at the University of Rutgers, whether you're online or not. So one person who's unvaccinated taking online classes that is in hoopla about it, I understand his frustration, but that's the rule. That's just the way it is. Rules are put in place for a reason. If you don't want to follow it,
well,
that's
what's the
fine.
Reason
transfer.
For this? What's the reason for denying a kid an online class because it doesn't have a vaccine? Explain to me that. I understand if you could, like, change the rule.
It has nothing to do with the fact that he's doing it online. That is the requirement for all students at the University of Rutgers. He may be taking online classes this semester, but if next semester he wants to do an in-person class or has to do an in-person class, if he's not vaccinated, he can't do it. That's the requirement. They require all students, faculty, right, from the freaking dean of the entire college, from the chancellor, the president, all the way down to the guy that cleans up the toilets in the dorms, right? They're all required to get it. If you make one exception, you're going to have to make a second and a third. And that's a domino effect that the University of Rutgers just can't afford. I agree with you that it doesn't make a lot of sense, but and it's frustrating for that kid. And I understand why there's some head scratching going on. I agree. But that's the rule they put in place. That's just the way it is.
So reading this headline here, when they put out the this is Logan's talking here. When they put out the guidance in March, I was reading through all the verbiage, which was, if you plan to return to campus, you need to be vaccinated. I figured I wouldn't be a part of that because of my classes were all remote.
Is he on campus, though?
No, he is doing virtual learning. He is virtually learning.
My question to you, he's doing virtual learning, but is he living in a dorm on campus, or is he living in housing that's on campus, right? It's not, it's the on-campus learning is not in-class learning. On-campus learning means, is he living on campus? If he's living on campus and he's not vaccinated, then there's an issue with that. That's what it's saying, right? I don't know. I haven't done enough reading on the article. I know myself reading articles that Rutgers had put this mandate in place. I don't know if this kid's living on campus. If he's living off campus and he's taking online classes, then no, I don't see what the issue is. Yeah. I don't. But it's one of those things, like I said, it's a slippery slope. If you say, okay, we'll allow him to take online classes if he's unvaccinated, then who's to say the next kid is somebody who's living in a dorm who's unvaccinated that wants to do online classes, but he's still going to have to walk around campus, right? He's going to have to go to the dining hall to get food, this, that, and the other, right? He wants to participate in intramurals and this and that and the other. Then you're running a risk there, right? I understand the frustration. I understand it's a head-scratching move, but I also understand it from the Rutgers university perspective as well.
Says Holler said he was originally able to get into his email and switch all to online classes, but things changed after he took a COVID-19 survey for the school. He was locked out of his accounts on August 27th, and he called the school and found out he needed to be vaccinated to take online classes. Oh, man. Rules are rules, I guess, no matter how asinine or questionable they are. Rules are rules. And unfortunately for Mr. Holler, he, for now, can't learn from Rutgers, can't get any kind of college credits, college degree whatsoever at Rutgers because he decided to not get vaccinated and take online classes because of it. But, you know, just got to be vaccinated. That's the golden ticket to life right now, is getting vaccinated. Oh, man. All right.
Oh, hold on. You must not have read all the way down the article. Because he was sent an email and told that he could get a vaccine exemption. But he had to do it before August 23rd.
Yeah, and he missed that deadline.
Missed the deadline. So a little bit there. That's on you. Like, that's, I compare that to, like, when I was in college, right? You would have, like, okay, you have to, you're open to register for classes on this date at this time. So if you wanted to get the classes that you needed, you had to get online and you had to register for your classes at that time. Well, I remember one time I completely forgot. And so, like, I ended up doing it, like, 2 or 3 days later, and the classes that I wanted to get into weren't available anymore. So I had to take different classes.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things. If you miss the deadline, then there's nobody to really complain about other than yourself.
But when reading that guideline, like you said, back in March, he was reading through it as if that were in place to the campus side, not to virtual online, like places away from the campus. So, but yeah, you're all right. He missed his deadline, but I can understand from the fact that he thought, well, this deadline is going to be for those who are going to be on campus. They need to be vaccinated, not, you know, if we're taking virtual online classes. But you
yeah,
know.
if he's off campus, then it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But if he's on campus and that's the reason behind this, even though he's taking online classes, if he is living on campus, if he is around other students all the time in a dorm or in a on-campus living for upperclassmen, whatever the situation calls for, then that makes more sense to me.
Yeah, indeed.
And it doesn't. I haven't read anything or seen anything that says that he was living on or off campus, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that myself. But anyway, that's my therapy session Thursday. I mean, just another COVID headline, you know. What else is new? All right, Logan, what do you got?
Okay. Oh, so, I wanted to talk about this on Tuesday when we did Sports Talk. But we didn't get a chance to get around to it, which ended up working out very well because I'm completely flustered by this. I am a numbers guy, okay? I love to go by the numbers and things like that. But the numbers aren't always right, okay? Technology is not always right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I saw this on Tuesday on ESPN. They did like the football power index, right? They did a thing where they like simulated the NFL season 1,000 times, right? And they found like the most probable occurrences and what happens, this, that, and the other, and all this stuff. Okay. This thing needs to get adjusted or fixed or something because it's a joke. Some of it makes sense, okay? Some, right? Like they have the Cowboys winning the NFC East, but not doing particularly well throughout the season. I think they have them going, if I remember right, they had them going 10-7 and winning the division, right? But some of these are absolute head scratchers. Like they have the Colts going 13-4. They have the Chiefs going 11-6. Like what are you talking about? They have the Jaguars going 9-8.
That is hilarious.
And the Raiders going 8-9. Like some of these are just absolute head scratchers that don't make much sense to me at all whatsoever. And it just seemingly gets worse and worse as you go on. The Cleveland Browns are one of the better teams in the AFC. I would say they're the third best team in the AFC, behind the Chiefs, behind the Bills. This little simulation thing had the Browns beating the Chiefs in the divisional round.
Unbelievable.
They had the Cleveland Browns making the AFC Championship game, beating the Kansas City Chiefs, after the Chiefs went 11-6. Which is not going to happen.
Right.
They're going to win at least 13 games. They're too talented for that to occur. They had the Bills winning the Super Bowl, which I do agree with. They had the Bills. I could see the Bills winning the Super Bowl. Absolutely. I think they are the Chiefs' biggest threat in the AFC right now. Now, I don't believe that the Chiefs are the Bills' biggest threat. I believe the Bills' biggest threat is themselves in COVID-19. But I think the Bills and or the Chiefs are going to win the AFC. I don't think the Browns are there yet. They have the Bills beating the Packers in the Super Bowl. I don't see the Packers making the Super Bowl.
No.
There's too much going on there. As good as I believe that Packers team can be, as good as Aaron Rodgers is, too much turmoil there. Too much uncertainty, too much animosity there. If they make the Super Bowl, I will be flabbergasted. But this article is a straight-up joke. They had the Indianapolis Colts 10 weeks into the season going 9-1. No! No! What are you talking about? Absolutely not. That is atrocious. It just frustrates. Like, how? Like, what kind of technology does this, like, I don't know. Frustrates me to no end sometimes, I swear.
You know you're that mad when you just start making noises.
Yeah, like just you, inaudible,
yeah,
you know,
can't, you
no,
can't
nonsense
describe it,
noises.
You're just like, you're just making animal noises.
Oh, man, it's just, like, at a certain point, like, it has to make some sense.
Sure.
But not a lot of it made sense. More of it led to more questions than answers. That this most of this article did. And I just don't approve of it.
Fair enough. You know something that You know something that I would be in favor of, that I would approve of, is us wrapping this up. We're nearing the 1:30 mark. Though this has been a good discussion, though. I've enjoyed this. Talked about my glorious adventures thus far today on this Thursday afternoon on September the 9th. Talking about how I didn't get a wake-up call and I was pissed off from that, and I'm still pissed off about it now. But anyway, I digress. Talked Cardinals baseball. We talked the lack of Royals baseball. Talked about football. It's starting today. Of course, tonight, Cowboys against the Buccaneers. Kickoff set for 7:20. Buccaneers are a 9.5-point favorite. I would take the money and... Well, first off, I'd pick the Cowboys. But, I mean, you know, very biased here. I'd pick the point spread there. Like, I feel like it'll be under that spread of 9.5. I think it'll be a closer game than what people are expecting. And then, of course, we talked about the NFC, AFC division winners and our wild cards. And then vented a little bit on our, of course, therapy session Thursday.
I'd like it to be a high-scoring game tonight.
I hope it is, too.
Not Zeke. Dak. Dak's my quarterback in fantasy.
Oh, yeah?
So I'd like for him to throw for, like, 300-plus and three scores, you know.
Maybe three tutties, yeah.
Maybe run for one. I don't know. Just put together.
I feel like Dak is really, like, he's underutilized as a outside-the-pocket kind of passer. I feel like he has good mobility.
But, when he's not hurt, well, I think that's the issue.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't think he's hurt anymore, like, leg-wise. I'm pretty sure that ankle's all healed up and everything, though he may be a little bit cautious to, you know, roam outside the pocket.
I just think that's why they like to keep him in the pocket a lot, is because of the injury issues. You get outside the pocket and you can kind of get teed off on.
Right. Right, yeah. I'm trying to see if I have any Cowboys on my fantasy league. I think at one league I do have Dak, but I have him sitting because I have Josh Allen.
That is fair.
Yeah. Yeah, I have Josh Allen starting, and yeah, Dak's my backup. I have three quarterbacks in one of these leagues, which isn't a bad thing, but I mean, it's not that much of a good thing. But yeah. All right. I think we've rambled on for long enough. This has been the Thursday edition of the Rookie Sports Report podcast for Matthew Brazell and
Logan Weber.
We'll talk to you guys on Friday.
Bye.